Baldy is coming up here in moments. Literally in moments. Marks and Reese. We are back. It's a Wednesday as we wait. 76ers play last night. They just squeak out a win. Looked like for a while maybe they're going to lose that game. Back at it tonight in Orlando.
Markel Fultz game.
It's the Markel Fultz revenge tour.
Okay, seriously. Without getting into this game.
Mm-hmm.
Is Baldy here?
Baldy is coming up in a second.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Simmons Fultz. Who
takes more three-pointers tonight?
No, who scores more tonight?
Ooh, three-pointers or in general?
In general.
Ben.
You think Ben scores more?
Ben has more points, but Ben and I will take the same amount of shots tonight, three-point shots tonight.
Okay.
Which is zero.
No Joel tonight.
No, well, is that?
It's not official. But why would he play back-to-back now?
Because I looked at the line. It opened at 3, or 6 was favored by 3. It's in Orlando. Mm-hmm. It was, when I looked at it this morning, Orlando was favored by a point. Now Orlando's favored by 3 points. So I think what you're saying, a lot of the wise guys agree.
Yeah, I can't imagine him be playing tonight.
Doesn't make a lot of sense. All right, let's get to it right now. On the line, our radio.com sports NFL insider, Brian Baldinger. He's also the host of Prevent Defense, an NFL podcast. Out now on radio.com and the radio.com app. Insider calls are brought to you by Quip. Go to quip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free. The great Brian Baldinger. What's up, Baldy?
How you doing, Johnny? Ike, good to be with you guys, man.
What's up, Baldy? It's good to have some football to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No bye week this week, man. It's time to get ready for the stretch run. You know, John Madden, when he was at Fox, used to always say that the football season never begins until there's a frost on the pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what time you guys get up in the morning, but when I left the house today, man, it was a deep frost out there today. So it's football season, man. It's football season. It feels like it. And it's time to, start stacking wins and making playoff pushes right now.
No doubt. All right, so we'll get right at the Patriots. Right now with what they are, with what Tom Brady is, with the skill position that they have, with their running game, with their passing game, if you're Jim Schwartz, what do you do? What would be your strategy coming into this game?
Well, I mean, I would beat the hell out of that bad offensive line that Tom Brady plays behind. I mean, Marshall Newhouse is on his 8th team. You know, the center is the 3rd team center. They don't have a tight end. I mean, it's just not a good group. And so I would physically whip them at the line of scrimmage. And I haven't seen Fletcher Cox play better football than he has the last 2 games. I don't know what he's taken. I don't know what supplements he's on, but he's playing at a different level right now. So is Brandon Graham. And so that's where it starts. I mean, go break a bunch of stuff, go create a bunch of chaos up front and let everybody else take care of it.
I like that. I like that that game plan from the defense, Baldy. But, in order for those guys to do that up front, you got to give those guys a little bit of time to get to Tom Brady, right? So how do you feel – how do you view us matching up against Tom Brady's sort of skill position guys, right, when they do decide to throw the ball, the Eagles secondary going up against those guys that Brady has to throw the ball to?
Well, the ball's going to Edelman, right?
Yeah.
So in every situation, the ball's going to Edelman. I mean, that's his go-to guy. Anytime he's in motion, it's almost always going to him. He's just trying to find the right matchup. And you just watch Edelman go in motion. I mean, he's looking for the openings in the defense, man zone. He's looking for all the indicators. If 28's in a game, if James White's in a game, they're throwing it to him. I mean, he's not there to run it. He's there to catch it. There's just some indicators about what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They got a great quick game. So if he feels, and Brady has seen it all in 20 years. So, I mean, I wouldn't come out there trying to blitz Tom Brady. I would, let him. I try to let my front win. And if he's got to hold it, he's got to hold it. But he wants to get the ball out as quickly as possible. And so, the quicker he gets it out of his hands, the better you have, the faster you have to go adjust to it and go make the tackle. And when you get a chance to tackle these guys, whether it's White or Edelman, you got to get them to the ground because they're both very, very good after contact.
Yeah, I would have to imagine Avonte Maddox just in his second year, this will be probably the best matchup in that slot position that he's faced, right, with Julian Edelman.
Well, I think he's their best sticky cover guy, Ike, and I think that would be a good matchup. Now, the routes that Julian Edelman runs, he's got his own tree. So, I mean, you just got to use his innate quickness You know, and he's got the quickness of a cobra. So it is a great test, Ike, and if that's the matchup they're going to do. Now, I've seen him play outside. I've seen him. I think he's probably still the best inside guy they have. So I would say that that's probably a good place to focus, especially on third down, if you want to try and take somebody away.
Yeah.
I've seen some people suggest that, maybe what Jim Schwartz will do, Baldy, and that he's done, I guess, a lot this year, or at least since he got his guys back, is you leave single coverage on the outside and you really help to the middle, which would help with the slot. And really, I mean, the guy that scares me is James White out of the backfield, especially on third downs, and Tom loves to use him. You think that's kind of what Jim is going to try to do?
Well, I mean, look, Tom Brady really has built this unbelievable career. He doesn't throw the ball down the field and outside the numbers. I mean, that's not where they go. And they don't really have a guy that can get there. Maybe Philip Dorsett. You know, on some days, there's no Josh Gordon. So that's what Sanu is. That's what Edelman is. They're all over-the-middle guys. James White knows how to run every option route that there is. And those guys are in great cahoots with one another. So you can't underestimate James White. He's in there to catch the ball. He's a great pass receiver. And they use him a ton. And so, but they've got all the perimeter game. They've got the fly sweeps. They've got all the quick game on the outside. If they feel you're playing off, they'll use it a ton.
Yeah.
They're not going to, and they will play action. I mean, they want to get the running game going. It hasn't been very good, but they're not good up front. So, I mean, when you've got first down and they're I formation, I don't know if Devlin's playing or not playing, but he's a good fullback. If they're in I formation, they run a power run game, and you just can't give them anything. I mean, you just got to defeat the blocks up front, and you can't let them get any run game going.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. You flip that thing over, Baldy, and look at that Patriots defense going up against this Eagles offense. Oh, man, it's kind of hard to gauge, right? Are they as good as these historical numbers say they are through eight games, nine games? And then you match that up with the Eagles sort of being depleted from a receiver standpoint. I'm trying to figure out, how do the Eagles move the ball offensively against this Patriots defense that – prior to that Ravens game, have pretty much shut out everybody or shut down a lot of teams they faced?
Well, you know, when I watch them, I mean, they're 26th in the league in rush average. They're giving up 4.7 yards a rush.
Okay.
You know, I mean, the Eagles have morphed into a power run game. Mm-hmm. Brandon Brooks is all the way back from an Achilles injury. Lane Johnson looks like the Pro Bowl right tackle. You know, they're a powerful running football team. You know, Dallas Goedert is a great blocky tight end. I mean, that's what you got to do. You've got to be able to shorten the game, and you got to do what they just did to, you know, Buffalo and Chicago, which is basically just bludgeon them. Now, you can't build a whole game plan off that. You got to keep the score close in order to keep that like that. You can't let the Patriots run away or get off to a fast start, because then that sort of goes away. But if you stay within a score, you can stay with that game plan of Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders right now. Now, you still have to throw the ball. So, you know, I mean, that's where Alshon and Zach Ertz, I mean, they got to be productive. They got to be able to just move the sticks. And Carson has got to protect the football. You just can't give these line stunts that they run, and they run a ton of them. They run them better than anybody else in the NFL. You can't let these line stunts, you know, get home. You've got to get the ball out fast, because if not, they make life difficult for quarterbacks, and they lead the league in takeaways right now. You can't give the ball, you can't give them any extra possessions. And so you got to get the ball out fast. You have guys that routes, you got to call routes right now where Carson's getting rid of the ball in 2.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Baldy, next 2 weeks for the Eagles, you look at their remaining schedule right now through nine games. Cowboys are 5-4. Eagles are 5-4. The three toughest games are Patriots, Seahawks, and then second to last week against the Cowboys, all at home. And then the other games that they have, they should win on paper. And I don't know if this team's good enough to where you can count on that right now. But, I mean, what is your outlook for the rest of the season? Do you think it comes down to, based on what the team is and how they've been playing and the guys that they've gotten back, do you think that this season's going to come down to whether they can beat the Cowboys on their home field second to last week?
Probably. You know, I mean, Dallas has proven that they are not a great team, that Ezekiel Elliott is not worth the highest paid contract ever given to a running back. I mean, they put it in his hands at the end on Sunday night against the Vikings, and he couldn't do it. But he hasn't been doing it. He's got one explosive run the whole year. He doesn't look anything like the guy that we saw in 2016 or even parts of last year. So he's not an elite back in this league right now. Now, he might get there. He missed all training camp, and it looks like he misses training camp. I mean, I think everybody needs it. Mm-hmm. So Dak played great. Dak can't play any better than he did the other night, and they lost. So to me, I think you're right, John. I think, you know, week 16, this is when it all gets decided. Now, the Eagles can't just, you know, throw a flag up here in the next 2 weeks against really good football teams and just take it on the chin. I mean, you can't wait to you get to those games against Washington and the Giants to just start stacking wins. I mean, you got to feel good about yourself. You're at home. You got a 3-game homestand here. You got to take at least 2 out of 3 away. Now, whatever that is, but sure would be good coming off a bye week to come out with a lot of energy and just win the line of scrimmage against the Patriots and knock the Patriots off. I mean, you do that, you'll feel like you're invincible and you can win everything. So I think a lot rides on this Sunday and how they play.
Sounds like you sound like the Eagles have a pretty good chance on Sunday, Baldy.
I think they match up real well with the Patriots. I really do. I think, you know, the way the Eagles are built, they're built real strong in the trenches. I've seen them improve drastically. Now it's Buffalo and Chicago. You know, so it's not like they're going up against elite offenses. They weren't. Mm-hmm. But still, they flat out won the line of scrimmage. And that's where the resources are. That's where the talent is. That's where the Pro Bowl players are. Well, it's time for those guys to play like it and earn their money.
Yeah, I'm actually where you are, Baldy. I feel better about this game because I think the matchup is there. The fact that the Patriots aren't necessarily an explosive offense, that's going to make it so, as long as, like you said, as long as the Eagles aren't sloppy with the football or turning it over, this will be a fourth quarter game. They're going to have a shot to probably win this game in the fourth quarter somewhere. I would be more concerned about that Seattle team because I just think Russell is so difficult to contain.
He is. I mean, you know, I mean, his ability, we see it every week.
Man.
But his ability to create plays, you know, after the initial play is taken care of, it doesn't matter who's on the field. I mean, Tyler Lockett isn't on the field last on Monday night, and he's still finding a way to make all the plays. I mean, that's his leading receiver. So his ability to run, extend, never get tired, always give you a chance, I mean, that's difficult to defend.
Yeah.
Baldy, how would you evaluate Carson Wentz through 9 games? We know his wide receivers haven't done him any favors, but overall, how would you say he's played so far?
Well, I think Carson's been okay. I mean, I think he can play better. I think he can throw the ball with more anticipation. I think he can get the ball out of his hands a little bit better. But, you know, he's been healthy. You know, he's getting a chance right now to get into a playoff stretch run. He really hasn't been there. You know, 2 years ago, you know, hurt against the Rams, he really hasn't been in that kind of atmosphere before. And so it's time for him to go. This is when it's important. I mean, yeah, okay, whatever the numbers are, they are. But this is what's important right now. You got home games. You're getting ready for Thanksgiving. You're getting into December. It's time to, you know, play your best football right now. Regardless, there's no – nobody has any excuses out there. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, who's lining up at wide receiver. No, they haven't been great out there. But that's – nobody's going to remember who was on the field in January if the Eagles get to January. All that matters to Carson right now is to win games any way that he can. And he's got more talent than just about anybody else playing a position. He's got to use it to his advantage.
All right, there he is. Baldy, where are you this weekend, Baldy? Busy football weekend?
Well, I got a goddaughter playing in the state soccer championships up in upstate New York on Saturday. So I'm going to go see her. Massapequa's playing for the state championship. She's really good. And then I'm going down to Tampa to see the Saints in Tampa. I'll be doing that game on Sunday afternoon.
Oh.
That should be a good game. Saints got to bounce back, man. I don't know what the hell happened to them. That's that rivalry game, that Atlanta-New Orleans rivalry thing.
Well, the Saints, you know, the Falcons, Ike, they looked like the Dirty Birds last week. You know, maybe it was putting Raheem Morris and coach of the defensive backs up, but they didn't make any mistakes on the back end like they had been doing.
Yeah. Oh, you're the best, Baldy. Thanks, man.
Appreciate
talk to you next
it,
week.
Brother.
All right, see you guys.
All right, there he is. That was Baldy, our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. And Insider Calls are brought to you by Quip. Go to Quip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free. Make sure you go check out his podcast, Prevent Defense, on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Yeah, that Falcon Saints is like Eagles Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you were.
Yeah,
You know that firsthand.
Yep.
They get nasty down in New Orleans, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They're nasty fans.
Yeah. I mean,
they're mean.
Yeah. Look at us. I'm going to call somebody.
No, Eagles fans that were down there for I've known that went down for games, mm-hmm. their reaction was like, damn, I wasn't expecting that. Like, they are. They're tough. down there. They are. They rival kind of what we
do
up here.
They are. They are nuts, man.
Unbelievable. All right, 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. We're going to get back in on this conversation.
Baldy make you feel better?
Yes.
He didn't make me feel better.
He did.
He was positive on the Birds.
He was. Sounded a lot like another football expert.
Yeah.
Me.
The only problem is, right, and listen, don't get me wrong, I love Baldy, and I love having him on the show. But what is this, week 10, week 9?
Mm-hmm.
Has he been critical of him at any point this year?
Who?
What do you mean, who?
The Eagles?
Yeah. Who do we bring him on to talk about every week?
Well, I didn't know if you meant Carson Wentz or a specific player.
No, just the Eagles in general. Yeah, or Carson Wentz or anybody else.
No?
No, he does not. No, he does not.
88872. Oh, yeah, a little criticism for number 11.
What? What criticism?
Well, I mean, he said he could play better. No excuses about wide receivers and all that stuff. I mean,
that's not criticism.
Well, I mean, I think it's real talk. It's kind of what I say.
Yeah.
888-729-9494. It's Marks and
not,
Reese.
It's not criticism. That's just his opinion.
We're going to get back into this Eagles talk with Negadelphia and the Eagles right now. But, Ike, before we do that, coming up next, You know, Nick Foles is back this week. He goes into full Nick Foles mode today down in Jacksonville, talking about what he told the guys heading into the bye week.
Let's play this and fuel this. This ought to be a fun 100 hour and 40 minutes. Let's fuel the "we miss Nick Foles" crowd. This is what we miss.
He's already started.
Let's fuel that.
This wasn't what we were trying to do at all.
Stop it. Come on, man.
Stop what?
What's the purpose of playing it?
Because Nick Foles won a Super Bowl here, and he's back, and there's some good audio to play. Before you get back into the
Don't
Eagles.
Don't insult people's intelligence.
No, listen. That's what people do.
No. Let's not insult people's intelligence, right? Stop it.
You want
to needle people with the Foles nonsense about Wentz and a great leader. Just call it what it is.
I'm over Nick Foles.
Just call it what it is.
I'm over Nick Foles being here, should have been
so
here, or whatever. No,
I know how much he hates Nick Foles.
But no, Jack probably listened to it and laughed because
he cracks me up.
Yeah, no, Jack laughs at him.
So you mean to tell me the purpose behind playing it isn't to needle people?
No.
Okay.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, we come back with that.
I'm just saying.
People are paranoid.
We're not paranoid. It's the same thing. Nick Foles. Nick Foles doesn't play here anymore. He can't save the season.
Yeah, we know that. 888-729-9494, Marks and Reese, don't go anywhere. That's coming up next. But, hey, listen, if you're losing your hair when it happens, yeah, you're like, oh, this sucks. And then, you know, keep losing your hair and the hairline keeps going back. And you don't really do the comb over these days if you're a younger guy, right? You shave your head. Well, once if you don't want to do that, you want to keep your hair. Well, I was losing my hair, and I went to Dr. Glatt 8 years ago in October and looked at before and after pictures, talked to his hair team, and said, you know what, like, why wouldn't I have this procedure done? And I did. And 8 years later, the results are amazing. Your hair's thinning, they can take care of that. You get your youth and your confidence back. You get your hair back. That's really what it's about. And Dr. Glatt and his hair team have over 20 years of experience in hair restoration. That's the longest running in Philadelphia. So if you thought about this procedure, go to the experts. Dr. Glatt, that's where I went. Check them out online, drglatt.com, drglatt.com. And if you're ready to call his office right now and speak to his hair team,